And now here is our after boo. Bruce is in a food coma, so he may not he may not say anything.
It was wonderful.
And I will say that there is nothing left, okay? Well, there is, I take that back. There's a little bit of sauce, but there's no meat. There's no rice. And, Rod, what size were those packages? Were those a pound and a half a piece? I'm guessing.
Roughly, yeah.
So, yeah, about 3 pounds of chicken. Unfortunately, they have a very small rice cooker, so we had basically 3 cups of rice between the four of us.
They gave me a very liberal amount of rice then in that case because I was very happy with the amount I got.
Well, yes, I dished you up first, so you were special. You were the most specialist. I was the least specialist because I was last.
But you got 2 helpings.
That's true, but they were small.
So now, if anybody from BDI is listening to this, I'll give you 50 cents if you deliver 3 milkshakes to me.
Well, nobody from BDI is going to be listening, but we have, after the food settles for a little bit anyway, we have some very, very good, I assume anyway that it will be good, McCain's chocolate pie. Because Brianna here is weird. She doesn't like cake.
That is strange, yeah.
That just means there's more cake in the world for you guys.
That's true, but you know cake
well,
is...
You like to share what's good.
I'm eating my Reese's Pieces. I'm good.
Yeah, and that's why I think you should eat mushrooms, dear, because mushrooms are so good, and I think mushrooms would have been
well,
good in that, too, actually.
Well, it's on the Earth's surface all over, and other scavengers like that.
I think mushrooms would have been good in the buttered chicken. And some lightly steamed broccoli and cauliflower. Mmm. I'm not hungry, and I'm making myself hungry, if that makes sense.
I'm thirsty. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll have to get you a Coke, then.
That'd be wonderful.
I will do that as soon as I finish this boo. So do we have any last-minute thoughts on sinfully buttered chicken or sinful buttered chicken?
Brianna, when are you going to do it again?
When you actually wash the dishes.
Next time Snickers
what?
Steals food.
Well, remember, you can't mention that anymore. You promised.
Oh, sorry.
You
you're
already
right.
Broke your promise.
Bad Bruce.
Hear this, guys.
Bad Bruce.
Hear this. Bruce has already broken a promise he made 3 minutes ago.
Yep, he said he wasn't going to mention Snickers eating the buttered chicken ever again, and boom! Kind of like
well,
when he promised
he didn't say she stole butter, next time she steals butter chicken, he said next time she steals food.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true. It's kind of like when he said he wasn't ever going to detonate Kathy Ann again, and he detonated her and forgot. So, anyhow, before I time this thing out, we're going to stop rambling, and we're going to go away, and I'm going to get Bruce's Coke and publish the boo. So, bye.
Capital P.
Maybe. It's